Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Ag Expo 2015 is on tap for Wednesday, January 28, and Davis County Extension Agent Clint Hardy is pretty excited about this opportunity for the region's farmers.
It'll be the second year of the event. It will be held in our new convention center in downtown Owensboro, a fantastic facility. And this is the 41st year for the program, and it just continues to develop and evolve and include more topics and discussions, and really just always is a very well-attended program.
From electronic soil moisture sensors to the farm bill, herbicide-resistant weeds to utilizing poultry manure, the agenda of what used to be called the Owensboro Grain Day is diverse for sure.
When I was a child, I recall it being called Grain Day, and I'm not sure at what point in the late 90s, early 2000s, that the committee changed over to Ag Expo, but they did that because while grain production is a very important enterprise in our area of the state, they want it to be more all-inclusive. And so we've even got industrial hemp discussion on the program for this year.
Registration begins at 7:30 local time on the 28th. All those in the door before 10:30 will receive a free ticket for the luncheon. The Davis County Extension website will host a complete agenda. Your local Extension office can direct you to their site. We'll be right back.
From trees that need planting to decks that need building, you've got a lot to do, and for every digging project, you need to contact Kentucky 811 first. Well, now you can just go online to 811now.com. 811 Now is an online system that lets you complete, review, and submit all of your information in one simple online form. That means less time on the phone and more time for planning your project. So click before you dig and go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
For four decades now, the Ag Expo in Owensboro has been a true educational opportunity for the region's farmers. Given the turn of events on the market scene with row crops, Clint Hardy says farmers need to sharpen their pencils and use these opportunities.
Oh, yeah, Mike. People who have been kind of following the futures prices in addition to the input cost for this upcoming production year know that the margins are going to be tight to negative for corn and soybeans. We're really kind of at a different stage from where we've been over the past several years with this high profitability in grain.
They'll have several programs with a focus there, one looking at what the new farm bill might offer.
Identify opportunities they might be able to gather to benefit from that, and then discussing the inputs, different ways to really try to spread those margins in this grain production.
The Ag Expo at the Owensboro Convention Center, January 28th. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.